Archaeologist Audio Chat. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to audiochat.thinkologist.com. This is a new and exciting way to communicate with fellow thinkologists around the globe. Each day we compress and post the day's audio into a file that can be big or small. Discover new voices and ideas that talk about media fakery like you never did before. To listen to the live stream, go to s3.fakeologist.com. Now, on with the audio chat.
Just who is hoodwinking who? There's no doubt COVID-19 has caused great uncertainty in the world, but does that mean we should ignore the scientists, doctors and even politicians who are working to figure out ways to beat the virus? Well, yes, if you believe an increasing number of increasingly angry people who are convinced coronavirus is nothing more than a sinister plot to control their lives. What do these conspiracy theorists know that we don't? And why are so many people listening to them?
Because there's two things that are important in life. It's truth and it's freedom.
Shocking and horrific Australian government fascist lockdown.
COVID-19 has created a perfect storm for conspiracy theorists.
It's all a mind game.
Around the world, we're seeing them become more vocal and more extreme.
What if all you ever knew was a lie?
Believing that much of what they're being told by the authority, by the scientific and medical world, by the media, is a big fat lie.
We want information and we want the truth. The truth doesn't change.
Why have we seen this uprising, do you think? People who may never have decided to go public with their views are doing that. Why is that?
Because some things just don't make sense with this. Some things just don't add up.
The theories are as numerous as they are nonsensical.
There's your 5G policy.
From 5G towers and vaccines spreading coronavirus to suspicions the virus was unleashed deliberately by Bill Gates, or that a cabal of elites are intent on taking over the world. For most of us, they're ideas that are simply unbelievable.
Because they're our ulterior motives.
But to those leading the charge, we're the crazy ones if we don't start paying attention.
The level of lies I believe we're being told, just seeing the way that this thing has unfolded and the motives of the government and what they're telling everyone to do, it seems more about control than preventing the spread of the virus.
Let's go, come on, let's go, come on, let's go.
37-year-old Thanos Panayiotis is an ordinary bloke from the burbs of Melbourne.
Do you feel like a rebel?
A newcomer to the world of total distrust.
We are here to ask questions and have them answered because things don't make sense.
At a protest a month ago, he took centre stage before being arrested. A dramatic introduction to his new role as a leader of the anti-lockdown movement.
I'm just some dude from Epping, to be honest.
So, what happened? How did you find yourself in this position?
When I felt that what's going on wasn't totally above board, where I believed the world is moving towards, I became concerned.
For what?
Look, I've always known and believed there are certain controlling interests in the world that are looking towards a one world government, one world currency, and that's a good thing as long as the people at the top have the people's best interests in mind. Because if they don't have the common man's interest in mind, then that's a very dangerous thing.
Just 2 months ago, Fennis gave up his job training security guards to set up an online group that now has 60,000 members.
Hey guys, how you going?
And he speaks to them from his lounge room about his fears for the world.
We're the people, mate. If we don't want the vaccine, we're the people, not you. You don't make the decision for us.
I was overwhelmed by the amount of people that were in sync with what I was saying.
You see this thing here? This thing here is called a television. Tell a vision.
Believing mainstream media is part of the great deception Thanos encouraged his supporters to make a show-stopping statement.
No longer will we be programmed.
He showed them how...
Tell a vision.
Tells us what to do. It's a television.
And many followed.
What that was a protest against the overwhelming lies that the media has been pouring.
Well, it won't work, but you get the picture.
A protest against mainstream media.
Yeah.
And here we are.
Yeah, I know.
Why?
I said to myself, look, at the end of the day, if the media want to paint you as something, they're going to paint you as it anyway. So you might as well at least have a voice and just come on and just be you.
We all know that a war is going on right now, and it's not just a COVID biological war. It's a war about ownership over your body and your mind.
Whenever there's an event, a global event or even a local event, that makes people feel that they have lost control over their lives or their future, that is when conspiracy theories emerge. Pandemics have been giving rise to conspiracy theories for centuries.
Professor Stefan Lewandowski is a cognitive scientist. He studies the way people think and why they engage in conspiracy theories.
For some people, not everybody, but for some people, conspiracy theories become very attractive because they're offering psychological comfort, ironically. If you can assume that there is a handful of really bad people out there who are conspiring to do these terrible things, that provides you with comfort because in principle, at least, it would be controllable.
So it can't have happened unless somebody or something bad was behind it.
Basically, some people find it much easier to explain big traumatic events by postulating a big, really evil cause for that.
This to me is the lie. Is this how you would like it to be?
Barefoot, hearing the ocean, having a surf. I mean, this is what it's about. And it doesn't mean we can't be serious at times. I've been known to be serious occasionally.
And complicated.
Usually with a suit on.
For a long time now, celebrity chef Pete Evans has straddled two very different worlds.
G'day everyone, afternoon update. We have some new podcasts for you.
To the more than 1.5 million people who follow him on social media, he's Paleo Pete.
And you just replace the buns with mushrooms.
Promoting a diet of low carbs.
What's the breath work called?
Served with a side dish of what he calls expanded consciousness with a dollop of conspiracy. Are you a skeptic?
It's a good question if I'm a skeptic, because I have a very healthy skepticism about everything.
Or are you deeply suspicious?
Ooh, that's a good one too. I am skeptical, and I also am suspicious, because history has shown us that, I mean, even science, and you know this as a fact, science has been bought by vested interests in so many different fields over the years.
Pete has attracted plenty of suspicion himself, with controversial views on everything from sunscreens to dietary advice.
To immerse yourself in a healing modality or healing tool.
Most recently, he copped a large fine for spruiking a $15,000 biocharger lamp.
It's programmed with about 1,000 different recipes. There's a couple on there for Wuhan coronavirus.
Which he claimed could help those with COVID-19.
It's on my website if anyone's interested.
His social media pages have also given exposure to some of the more bizarre theories surrounding the virus. You posted, for example, a shot of Bill Gates.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, do you think he is part of a conspiracy?
I don't know. And I don't know.
You put that up on your Facebook,
yeah.
For example. And why do you do that?
Because
if you don't buy into it a bit.
Because what Bill is suggesting, and every single interview that he has done recently, is suggesting that the world will not become safe until every single person on the planet has been vaccinated for this.
But what makes you think he can force that, even if you thought that?
Because he seems to be having a lot of influence with certain areas.
Just like you, Pete.
I don't have the ability to put something into your body. So the comparison between me...
I'm not
me
sure Bill Gates can put it into your body either, just quietly.
I don't know. Is the World Health Organization the one that does that? Is it the governments? Is it... Could be a great story for you to look at.
Coming up, we're just pawns in a big game.
Do I believe the virus is real? No, I don't.
Containing the outbreak...
Is it frustrating?
Getting repetitive
of conspiracy theories.
Where my empathy starts is when people then become entrepreneurs.
And why the loudest voice is worried.
If I disappear or I have a freaking weird accident, it wasn't an accident, okay?
That's next on 60 Minutes.
Pete Evans is in a place where he feels most at home. In the surf, on the beach, under the sun. Enjoying a newfound freedom and feeling ever more empowered to explore the world away from what he calls the mainstream narrative.
My intention is to inhabit a place of everything. So nothing is closed off, you know, and to be in that space means you're allowed to ask questions from all sides.
Well, maybe I should ask you this. You believe the virus exists?
I believe it does. From all accounts, it seems to be that exists, yes.
I ask you that because that's one of the many things that are said in this alternative space, that the virus simply doesn't exist.
Yes.
So you accept that the COVID-19 virus exists?
To the best of my knowledge, at this particular point in time, all the evidence proves or shows at this point in time that the COVID-19 virus exists.
It's a real thing.
Yeah.
And if there was a vaccine...
Correct.
...would you take it?
That's an interesting question. No.
Does that make you an anti-vaxxer?
No, not at all. I'm a big proponent of vaccines. There are very important vaccines out there in the community, to the best of my knowledge.
Just that this vaccine is a problem for you if it should come about?
Well, therein lies the detail to the question. If it comes about and if it is proved to be 100% safe for every single man, woman and child on the face of the planet. Now, if somebody can say and prove that it is completely safe, then I might consider it.
For protest leader Thanos Panayiotis, the seeds of doubt about coronavirus and the true world order were sown when he was 12 years old, when he made the curious promise to his father that he'd never allow himself to be microchipped.
I remember I came into the house and my dad sat me down and he said, there's going to be a day in the future that you're going to get told to put a microchip in you. He goes, just listen to my words. When that day comes, don't you dare put that thing in your body.
Do you know where your father got that idea from?
I'm quite sure that it was from something called the Prophecy of St. John that he'd read.
As far-fetched as it might sound, Thanos is convinced that day may soon be upon us all. When countries went into lockdown as the virus was sweeping the world, infecting more than 6 million people, Thanos decided the numbers just didn't add up.
In my opinion, do I believe the virus is real? No, I don't.
There's no COVID-19
I believe there's probably a flu going around getting people sick, but I believe the motives of the world at the moment doesn't make sense at all.
What would it take to change your mind about the contagious nature of this virus?
See it be contagious.
Did you see those pictures in Italy? Have you seen those pictures in New York? Does that not tell you, wow, this is a contagious virus?
Yeah, but there's media manipulation.
And you know what we are? We're just pawns in a big game.
I think particularly with the lockdown, a lot of people have lost their usual routine, their usual structures, their usual support systems. And then when people are more isolated, they've got a bit more time to think, they've got a bit more time to worry. That also builds anxiety and leaves people more vulnerable to these dangerous ideas being flouted out there.
Dr. Danielle McMullen is president of the New South Wales branch of the Australian Medical Association.
Hi, so you're here for your flu vaccine today?
Containing the outbreak of conspiracy theories has become another part of her job, particularly during COVID-19 times. Is it frustrating?
It's getting repetitive. So it is frustrating that people think that we're all out to get you and it's all one big lie, because the health system, nor the healthcare workers working within it, nor the governments in charge of it have anything to gain from this pandemic.
So you obviously don't think Bill Gates is behind all this?
I do not think Bill Gates is behind coronavirus, and I also don't think he would have anything to gain through creating coronavirus, nor can we put microchips into people through vaccinations. Let's get that clear.
There's no doubt the spread of coronavirus has seen an amplification of fears on so many fronts, and with it a sense of powerlessness and loss of control that Pete Evans identifies with.
You've seen the stories of people that haven't been able to, you know, connect. You know, I shared that I visited my mum through this whole thing, and I love you, Mum, and she probably wouldn't like me saying it, but, you know, she said, oh, I don't know what to believe. And I asked her, I said, Mum, can I give you a hug? And can your granddaughters give you a hug? And that action alone, fuck. That is what being human is about. If I have to live in a society where I can't hug my mum because I've been told it's unsafe, she was allowed to make the decision whether we hugged her or not. I said, this is your decision, Mum, but we're here for you. And she fucking needed it. She needed that. And I needed it, and my kids needed it. You know, and... Oh.
It's that sense of vulnerability that scientist Professor Stefan Lewandowski sees as giving rise to conspiratorial thinking. Fringe ideas of a small percentage of people given power by social media.
Unlike real life, I can go onto social media and it doesn't matter how absurd a belief I hold, I will find a community of like-minded people. I can think the earth is flat. Guess what? I go on Facebook and out of the billions of Facebook users, a few hundred others will believe what I believe. Now, in real life, you can't do that because there's so few of them that you'll never find them. But on social media, you can. Now, that is not a trivial result, because what that does is to reinforce people's belief and makes them more resistant to persuasion.
There's usually some unkind words said about conspiracy theorists. Should we be a bit more gentle about that?
I totally understand why some people would be drawn to a conspiracy theory, because it offers comfort. Now, where my empathy stops is when people then become entrepreneurs and they're pushing these theories in order to attract attention or for political benefit or sometimes even for monetary benefit. That is where my sympathy stops very abruptly and clearly, because I know what adverse consequences conspiracy theories can have for society.
All I'm saying is sometimes what we've learned isn't always the truth. What I speak may not always be the truth.
If you want to encourage more audios like these, please go to psychologist.com and click the Patreon button under the donate section. For $1.19 a month, you can call yourself a verified listener, and for $9.11 a month, a benefactor, who will get a shout out every time Ab does a show. Thank you for your support.
It's a strange place to be now, isn't it, for you?
Look, at the end of the day, what I'm doing at the moment can't be explained by the rationale of a person who doesn't see that there's anything going on that's sinister. I'm doing this because I'm concerned about the safety of everybody. I've put my whole life on the line for this.
And it stinks of deceit and deception.
I hope I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong about all this stuff.
What would it take to show you that you are wrong?
We're not tracked, and, you know, we're not, we don't become a one-world government. No more social distancing. Life goes back to normal.
For Pete Evans, keeping a sceptical eye on what we're being told is as healthy for us as a good diet and regular exercise, a message he's determined to continue to spread, whatever the personal cost.
Have you been hurt?
Yeah, I've been hurt.
Because of the choices you've made, the things you've said.
Yeah,
the things, judgments that have been made.
Yeah, I've taken a few on the chin, right? And, you know, and sometimes I ask, well, what is this journey that I'm on? I never wanted to be famous or that, you know, and I could very easily disappear. I could very easily disappear, you know. Some people would like me to disappear, no doubt, and I'll just make this one statement. If I disappear or I have a frickin' weird accident, it wasn't an accident, okay? You know, and that's probably the most conspiratorial thing that I will say, that I am of what I believe, complete, sound mind and body and spirit.
That says to me you don't always feel safe.
There's been too many coincidences out there in the world for people that have questioned certain things. Sometimes those people don't last very long, and that could just be a coincidence.
Or you think that could be you?
I don't know.
Hello, I'm Liz Hayes. Thanks for watching. To keep up with the latest from 60 Minutes Australia, make sure you subscribe to our channel. You can also download the 9Now app for full episodes and other exclusive 60 Minutes content.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Hi, I'm Rubelis, and you're listening to Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.
My God, that's an annoying beep. Hello, heroes!
Hey, how are you, Tim?
I'm fine. You call me Ab, Tim, just don't call me late. Think of that.
So you're on the road, too, yeah?
I'm on the road. I'm a hero. I'm a hero in the trucking business. So we're working full blast these days, as you know. Nothing else in society is moving up the trucks.
Yep, yep, good, good. Well, I reached out this morning. Were you able to watch that video?
I was, thank you very much. You're really making it personal. You made a nice video of yourself and your dog, Sammy Pup. And you're taking him to the obviously COVID open vet clinic. We can't get our teeth cleaned in Canada yet, but I guess you can take your dog to get rid of the COVID cooties out of his hair.
Yeah, the last time I took Sammy, they just opened and they had all of the masks. And I think I've been effective with my groomer of scaring the fear out of her.
Yeah, but how do you get the mask around the dog's mouth? How does that work?
Well, he's immune. He's immune. And he's actually part of the Bill Gates vaccine. A lot of what you're going to receive is Sammy's blood. And, you know, he looks really kind on the outside, but I guess he's a demon inside. But because Bill Gates wants him.
I'm glad that Sammy does not have the COVID cooties. By the way, that's still my favorite song of all the COVID songs. I don't know why. It's I don't know, maybe it's the female go-go kind of voice I really love.
Yeah. I like that, and then and I'm bad with names, but the one that like plays in my head all of the time, almost by default, is that space is fake as fuck. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I do. You and I are both IPS fans.
Yeah.
We both think the world is a guy, even though he thinks Mad Mike Lovin,
which was as fake as fuck, if you ask me.
He thinks you went out on me. He thought what?
He thinks Mad Mike died. in the rocket launch, which that was fake as fuck to me. Sorry to say there. Sorry to say there, old buddy. I love you, but that was. I don't know why you
were. Anything to, related to space where someone blew up, he believes. I mean, he thought that.
Well, you know, he was constant. Well, I don't know. Maybe you don't know. He was always talking about Mad Mike. You know, this guy that was sort of the flat Earth evil kid. You're old enough. Evil Knievel of his time, and he was gonna shoot up in a rocket to see if it curved to the Earth. And no. That was about 2 months ago or so that Mad Mike.
I think I lost you. Can you hear me? I'm gonna call back in. Sorry about that. I went through a bad area, I think. Are you there? Ab? Calling Ab.
Yep.
Are you there? Ab, can you hear me? Hello, Ab? Hello, hello? Hello, hello? Can you hear me? 2212? Well, isn't that something? I see you, Ab.
There, I'm here. You know, I gotta laugh, because I keep saying this, but I'm gonna keep saying it. The idea that these smartphones can actually trace me and everyone I go by with the existing technology, which is absolutely horrible, with the Bluetooth that cuts in and out, the Wi-Fi that cuts in and out, there's just no way it's going to work. The technology is not there yet.
Yeah.
It won't work. The technology sucks. You can't have two Bluetooth near each other. They argue with each other. They fight. The Wi-Fi cuts in and out. I just solved my own network problems at home. For the last 2 years, I had all kinds of access points that were actually fighting with each other. And
wow.
they worked about half the time, so I didn't really know they were the problem because I didn't set them up correctly because I just plugged them in and they worked. But they,
right.
in reality, they were fighting with each other. They were grabbing each other's IPs, and it was screwing my whole network up. I'm amazed that the audio chat worked at all because
wow.
even that computer was sending me messages saying there's an IP conflict, and I really didn't know what was happening, so I ignored it. But the point is the technology to do the things that the elite want it to do. For instance, when you walk by me, my phone records your ID, and then some central force can contact me when they find out that you got COVID cuties from your dog's, pet's, cousin, uncle's rat.
Yeah,
It's crazy. It can't work. It's insane.
That's a valid point, but they can fake like it is. I mean,
The simulation is real. That's the real part. The simulation. You're absolutely right.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of simulation, man, Google it at some point in time. But I saw a video of this woman on the space station with long hair, showing everyone how she washes her hair and blow dries it. And
is that with the waterless shampoo? I think my daughter bought some of that shampoo to try it.
No, I'm talking about her hair is straight up going back and forth. And for the very first time, I looked at that and I'm like, that's not fake as fuck. That looks absolutely like it should look. And I'm like, they're getting good. They're getting
all
good.
All right. Well, I thought they were getting worse because I don't even think they were showing all the critical docking, landing of the latest SpaceX rocket. They just blank out the screen and say, bad cell.
probably. But that one did look real, and I think that, you know, where they're going with that, and then that they incorporate Tom Cruise into this nonsense, it's going to be no going back after that, I think.
Well, I hope he meets Sandra Bullock up there. Those two guys will have a good
they'll have a good sword fight.
They'll have a sword fight. Not sure how bodily fluid. How do they work with?
You know what? That's an experiment that we at FacoTube need to put a request in. Is we need to see how sword fights work in space between Michael Obama and Sandra Bullock. I think we should make that a hashtag or something. I don't know.
Yeah, you got it. Anyway, the reason we're talking today, I just played a conspiracy hit piece on 60 Minutes Australia. By the way, would not play in Canada. I don't know why.
Wow, interesting.
Maybe Canada wants their own hit piece, tailor-made. So they would not play it here. But luckily, I was able to play it.
What do you mean hit piece?
Oh, they just, anyone that questions or they say is questioning the COVID-19 mainstream story, they do hit pieces on these, basically make them seem crazy.
Got it. Who were they doing the hit piece on? You?
Someone I never heard of in Australia. I can't remember the name right now. Hold on one sec.
Are you there? There you are.
One sec.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm back. Yeah, so it was a hit piece. They come out every now and then. Now, the hit piece is, I listen to it. It never addresses any of the issues that the guy is talking about. And the way that whoever it was that was a conspiracy theorist, he always comes across as an idiot. He doesn't have his points well assembled. And I'm not saying I would be do a better job. You need somebody who can really argue well with the media, because obviously.
Yeah.
And nobody ever says the media is 90% of the issue, because they're being fed a lie, and the effect of communicating, that's what the media. But
yeah.
Anyway, it was a shameless hit piece, and I think it drifted all over the place, but did not basically talk about anything other than Bill Gates, 5G towers, and all the straw men that are really easy to knock down.
Got it. Yeah. Well, that the guy defending that, the conspiracy guy, he's not going to be welcome at the new Irish Irish pub FakoTube.
Yeah, I know. So we're talking about FakoTube, and I also mentioned to you yesterday on the Fart Shit Show yesterday. It's just a bunch of guys getting together. We're not really getting not effective communication, but it's fun. But I said that you should have your own show because you're well spoken. You can fill time slot easily. You don't need really any help. That's why I said, sounds like you need your own show, and you started ruminating on that.
I did, as I do. It's kind of like, okay, I don't know what he meant by have your own show, what, where, how. I don't know any of that stuff, but if I were to have my own show, what would I want it to look like? Because I'm a big believer in you have to stick to your own lane. And I can't be, you know, a John LeBon. I can't be, you know.
We don't need another John LeBon.
But I am curious, and I am open-minded, and I am a critical thinker.
You're also a great
speaker. I'm also what? I'm a
great speaker. You're a great speaker.
Oh, thank you.
You're a great communicator.
Well, thank you. I make my living talking, so that's probably why. But I started thinking about what might a show be, and what just hit me when I was younger, and my sisters and brothers, they were having children. There were two kids born at the same time, Jeannie and Jez. And as they started to get older, they couldn't say, neither one of them could say Uncle Todd. And so they called me Uncle Odd. And that just stuck. Like, I have a hat that's Uncle Odd, and it's just a fun family thing.
And you're odd. What a coincidence.
I am odd. and then it kind of... You know, of late, over the last decade, when I started going down some conspiracy rabbit holes, you know, I started thinking about the fact that, you know, Uncle Odd has pretty much, in our family, been relegated to the kiddie table. And the kiddies like me because, you know, Uncle Odd is kind of, he's fun. He's crazy Uncle Odd, you know? But the adults, not so much, because I tend to talk about things like fake moon landing, COVID is a hoax, all the dissension that we're seeing right now in the streets. I can track that back to the World Economic Forum.
All of this.
And so I am actually sent by the adults to the little kiddies table because it violates their sensibilities and it counters their programming. And so I thought that might be kind of a fun show, you know, Uncle Odd, The World According to Uncle Odd or something like that, to where what I would love to do is have that be a platform where I could interview or just really have a fireside chat, if you will, with people who are tip of the spear, who actually are in the conspiracy community. And I don't, you know, I hate the word, but I'm thinking, you know, I'd love to be able to flip the tables and interview John LeBon, interview you, interview Tim Osmond, interview Nathan Stoltman, interview, you know, this young Pharaoh who I love, is this black rapper who just, man, you talk about
I just posted on him today.
You talk about a based human being.
Hey, when did you find this young Pharaoh? Because I just found him yesterday.
Are you guys talking about Imitat Jesus?
I don't know. What is his young... Who's on the call? Who to join? I didn't see.
I've been here 15 minutes. It's Rolly Quaid.
I didn't see. I'm sorry. Who we got here? Rolly Quaid from Minnesota.
Hey, Rolly.
Yep. South Minneapolis in the house.
You moved back down to the hood?
Yeah, I live and work. Yeah, I got an apartment out here.
I thought you were way up near the Lake Superior there, near Kanata.
No, I never told you where I actually lived.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm in the Twin Cities. So I got an apartment. I got a shack out in South Minneapolis. Of course, about 100 buildings got burned. It's a complete war zone out here.
Wow.
You take some first-hand pictures and video?
No, because every time I'm out and about, it's when I'm at work, and we got a non-disclosure agreement at work. And unfortunately, with everything going on, I'm over my head and past my pay grade.
Agreement. I have to do work and going, taking a picture of
surrounding.
What does that mean?
We got an NDA, but it's technically what I do is classified.
All right. Are you an agent by any chance, a Freemason? I mean, we haven't really vetted you properly, so may as well ask the question.
Well,
that's a yes.
I'm not a widow's son. I'm not a Mason. I actually don't really like to get involved in a secret society because it's so eerie and convoluted.
Do you work for the military or it's dinner?
I am not a soldier, I can tell you that. I'm not a police officer.
Are you a contractor for the military?
Kinda. It's kind of more like I'm in the technical business and security.
Listen, half the United States works for the military, so if you said yes, it's okay. I get it. Go ahead, Hero.
Just to finish my thought. So what do you think about that notion?
I think it's great. I think you have great thoughts. I could listen to all day, Spark. And just like you could probably not listen all day for the most part. But yeah, your great thoughts. I'd love to hear your take. You see, as long as you're talking fakeology and not about the latest bands in Australia, it's interesting to me. And I've told anyone on the audio chat, you got to make it fakeologist related. We don't want to hear all your interests in picadillos if it's not fakeology related, because that's not why people come here. So if you're going to make a show about anything else, then wasting everyone's time here. And I'm not trying to target Rolo and Exoteric, but I've been listening to the last one, and I can't hear nothing about fakeology, so I might have to 86 that last one to get to the
next. Right. Right.
187?
I might have to jettison it. But yeah, Heroes, you're welcome to the fakeologist platform. You're so much like similar to me, age-wise, thought process-wise, family situation-wise, and I really value the way you think. And hold on.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Audio Chat on Fakeologist.com.
I imagine that right now you're feeling a bit like Alice, tumbling down the rabbit hole.
Yeah, I do.
Let me ask you this, because what in my mindset is, you know, I don't want to multiple platforms. And I don't know if this is possible, but, like, I would love to be able to drive people to FakoTube so that becomes the destination. Is there any way of integrating the Discord chat within FakoTube so people don't have to go to... No?
Not that I know of. No. But I do want you to first one see if we could live stream to FakoTube because it is a video server. So you can definitely live stream from your phone. And I want to announce today that it seems people are on their mobile platforms, iPads, iPhones, smartphones, and desktops these days.
Absolutely.
I do want to buy the app. I want to buy the custom-made app that's for sale on offer from the script that I'm using for this platform. And that is on offer, I believe it's $375 US for the Android, custom Android and custom iOS app.
Combined?
I would like, you get both apps, which I think is a steal.
Great.
A good deal.
Great.
And you can buy the unbranded app. You can get the unbranded app right now for free to try it. So you definitely want to try it first. And you just have to plug in FakoTube.com and your login to FakoTube.com, and it will work. And I will grant you access, and I'd love you to test that out.
Well, let's. Can you send me some instructions by email? I'm driving tonight. Kind of walk me through. Set it up this way. Yeah, just say set it up this way. Go to FakoTube. You got to sign in here. You got to do this.
Yeah.
Whatever you need to do or download.
I'm busy today as well.
No worries.
Anyone can download it. But the app is called Avideo, A-V-I-D-E-O, and you can download it from the App Store. Now, I'm not sure if they, when they give me the app, you'll have to download it directly from Fakeologist.com. I don't think it'll be hosted by the App Store or the iOS, because they have criteria for allowing apps, and I don't want to meet any of them. So you're going to have to download it probably directly.
But that's fine. That's fine. Yeah. That's kind of the key. We want to drive eyeballs to FakoTube.
So I'd love if you could be the test run.
Sure.
And even though I'm really pleased that you got the investment, got some logos made, the main help for anyone who wants to FakoTube succeed is just money. Because it's $100 US a month, and the app is, like I said, almost $400 US. So anyone who wants to get their name in lights somehow, some way, I'd put it somewhere, as donors for FakoTube and the app, that's far more valuable for the most part than all the window dressing. You want to get the meat and potatoes working. That's more important. It's the content. So if we could, anyone who wants to help subsidize that, the normal methods on Fakeologist.com, PayPal, Patreon. I'm actually going to make a special category for FakoTube. That'll probably be, I'm going to say, $33 just off the top of my head. So anyone who wants to participate in the streaming or even uploading probably, you're going to have to help shell out and pay for it, unfortunately. But
all of that is, you know, it should be that way, frankly, and I think that, you know, I'll disagree with you in one area. I know, you know, you kind of lean towards function, and I lean towards the window dressing, and I think we're on to something with kind of the logo and the story, and I went back for another round, and I got your feedback, and I can't wait to come back.
I'm fine with that. No, I agree. Yeah. You want to make it memorable. You want to make it something you can grab onto. I got a pretty good URL. Fago short spell. Sure, most key it in and find it, whether they type it in directly or create a search engine gate to find it. But I can also ramp it up. I can ramp this sucker up to a 1 gig access to the internet and a 16 terabytes situation. I was 200 a month for that, so We can do some good things with it.
Well, and Ed, we haven't even started yet. You know, I think that that's going to be.
Yeah.
I think that's where I can be helpful. Is that, you know, I'm biz dev. That's my whole life.
You are, and I think we're pretty much on the same page. I'm not really in the partnerships, but I'm into cooperate that way. Cooperate, you and I.
Here's my belief on all of that, and it's really worked well for me, and it's really screwed me.
Yeah, you're busting up there. Are you in a bad cell?
Versus my hand out. General rule.
Say that one more time. You're in a bad cell.
Okay, I'm going to get right past where I think the badness will leave. Tell me if you can hear me now.
Yeah, good. Go.
Yeah, so I've lived by the tenet, which has been very, very good to me and has screwed me at the same time. But more times good to me, which is lead with your chin versus your hand out. So I would rather, just like with the logo design creation or whatever, and we can have a conversation about that 375. You know, I'm glad to make that investment, Ab. You know, I can, and if that will help, you know, then great.
Oh, you're fantastic. I don't want all of your money, but you and anyone else who wants to watch this work, that's great.
I want to make this work. I want to be part of something special. I think this is really important. I think that, you know, we both share a common vision. Why not us? And when I say us, I throw my hands wide open to people that listen to you. You know, who are the usual suspects. What, you know, for me, it would be important on Uncle Odd is I want it to be focused on a subject to where one thing that I get frustrated with with Discord as is everybody just steps all over each other all the time.
Yeah.
And that's just the nature of it. I've kind of gotten used to it
you don't like it. That's why I said you need your own show. You don't need help. Right?
Well,
not everyone can do what you and I do. I can be good on my own. So can you. Not everyone wants to. And that's why I sort of have this Discord. But it's one platform. You might belong on the FakeoTube platform. Just start live streaming yourself.
That's what I'm thinking.
Sure.
Because when I said I don't want to focus on a bunch of different things, I don't want to do something on Discord that then we have to migrate over to FakeoTube and then, you know, screw that. We can start small, we can, you know, but I want to have meaningful, important things that are relevant to today and the people who are doing the investigations. And to me, it's like, easy. It sounds easy because I don't have to be anything I'm not. I just have to be curious and I have to ask questions. And I think there's so many people out there who are doing that frontline work and research, and they have their own YouTube channels or their own podcasts. And I'd love to interview them all, you know, and get their insights and do it in a way to where, you know, people feel welcome there. And I don't want to debate anyone. I don't want to, you know, shove my opinion down their throat. I'll share it. But I'm really more interested in, I just think that's a great way for people to, you know, get their own channels exposed. I mean, listen to me, like FakeoTube has any followers. But who knows, man? Who the heck knows? There was YouTube once.
FakeoTube is going to be, I'm not trying to copy, I don't want to duplicate it, obviously I don't have it. FakeoTube will be for the topics that just get deleted quickly on YouTube, but...
Yeah, amen, YouTube. Exactly,
yeah.
Exactly, Ab, that is
If you're going to talk about Zami, then you can do that on YouTube and not be... So that you could be on both platforms, one for your mainstream. Then when you talk about COVID and COVID and how it is definitely a conspiracy, help led, fronted by Bill Gates and his Army. Yeah, you're going to get the lead of the Huff YouTube tomorrow, so you're going to have to put that one on StakeoTube. So you can have both. And
well, that's why.
Yeah.
In the logo development, that's why I love this. You know, being in marketing for as long as I have, I know that you need to create a hook, right? Some memories. And even if you make it up, and we're obviously making it up, but
yeah.
You saw the initial logo, and I think it was attractive to you. We have some work to do to incorporate .com into every part of the logo, and I 100% agree with that. That was an oversight on my part. But I love the idea of you know, fake O-tube, when you write it out and you try to think of, okay, if I'm going to explain it in a paragraph, you have the word fake, and then you have the O-tube, and the O with the lowercase tube looks weird. And so as I was looking at it, I was seeing the O, and I just kept – what came to mind are these Irish pubs that are O something, O'Malley, O whatever. And so that was the directive I gave the logo development guy, was to incorporate fake O apostrophe tube with a five-leaf clover that's fake as fuck. Right?
But I said you got to get the apostrophe out. The main reason is, of course, you can't use punctuation in URLs, and anything that will or add to the make it harder to get to the site. That's the main reason I said no apostrophe, because obviously someone will try and figure out, well, I know I can't put an apostrophe when I type it in, so what is substitute for that? Did they leave it out? Did they use a dash? Because I think dashes are not apostrophe.
I totally disagree with you. I think people are smart enough that if it's Fake O-tube, that's what it is. It's not, there's no apostrophe in it. But from a logo standpoint, making it look and feel like a home where all of the conspiracy theorists who get kicked off of YouTube, this is the pub they go to. This is where they belly up to the bar and they continue the dialogue. That is with my vision of, you know, how you can tie this into where it's memorable, and you can create this false story around this being a pub where all of these smart dudes who are just frustrated with the fact that every time they get over the target, they get kicked off. And you know what?
Yeah, the pubs are closed everywhere, though. That's
not ours. Not ours. Okay. We are open for business, and we do not social distance. But see, you can have so much fun with it.
All right.
The bars are actually open in Minnesota.
Nice. Nice. Hey, did you guys hear that they're starting to narrow the 6 feet rule down to 3 feet because they realized that, you know, that was the overreach, and 3 feet or 6 feet just won't work to be able to keep a bar in business. So now they're, you know, it's, honey, I'll just put in the tip. They're just, now it's 3 feet.
I thought it was 3 feet with a mask. Listen, they keep changing every day. You need a playbook every time you wake up. What's today's
an app? Serious. We need an app.
Yeah, you know how you went in the old days. You're old enough, heroes. I like to keep, because I'm old too. You used to go to a play or a game. They gave you a program, so you know who was playing for the day. They printed it up a few hours before you got there, because everything keeps changing. We need a program every day as the hours live our lives. And, you know, crochet mask or 3 feet or 6 feet or... The bug can only go so far today. What are the numbers from last night? What are the scores? What are the COVID scores from last night that they made up from Johns Hopkins and their nation center? Man, oh, man.
Well, you know, when we get this set up, you know, I think what I want to do, too, is I do want to set up
a morning broadcast.
A home. We'll have to figure out the timing. I got to make it work with my day job.
Get up early and do a morning broadcast for 15 minutes.
Well, I want to be able to interview people, but anyway, we'll walk before we run. But I want to have a sidebar discussion with you just about home equipment of being able to do a good broadcast.
Yeah. Farsi is smart about that too. He knows.
Okay. Great. Because I think I'm willing to...
Get a good mic. Yep. I've got the AT2020 mic I bought off Amazon. Buy it off. And
Blue Yeti, come to check out.
Yeah, that's a cheap... Yeah, that's sort of...
They were $300 when I bought them. Now they're like 30.
Yeah, but get something. I'd get the AT. Get the AT2020. It's a better mic, higher end mic. Todd.
Okay.
Get a better mic. You get a boom on it, face, and you get a stand. Like a stand the whole that way.
Yep.
Your face. Get a little pop screen for it with attachment in front of it. So,
yeah.
Say a pee, it doesn't blow out the mic.
Right. And then when you do you do it off your laptop or what?
Or I do it off a desktop, and make sure your desktop is wired, not Wi-Fi. Make sure it's wired right in wide area network or your router. Do not use Wi-Fi. And
okay.
That's those easy things across.
I have a really good friend who lives here in Tampa who he makes his living basically interacting with the world through his, he has the green screen and everything. And
that's fantastic. Yeah.
He's such a good guy. I'm gonna ask him.
Are you gonna go on camera for things?
Oh yeah, a lot of them.
Oh, then get a good camera too. I don't know.
Yeah,
I can't advise you on that. Don't.
I have a good. Yeah, I bought a really good camera when I was going to do a channel on Unauthorized for Zammy with Vox Day, but that just never manifested. But I did buy the really, really good camera, so I have that.
And you might, one thing, if you're going to go on camera then, I'd get a lav mic. And
a what?
It's a lav mic. It's that little ball that's on your collar, and then it's wired to a transmitter. It's either wired to a transmitter. Wire it right into the mixing board computer.
Yep.
Most likely it'll be on a transmitter. Now you can spend a lot of money on those, but you could probably buy them used, or you can get a cheap Chinese version, which might not be as good. But I like to buy high end equipment because they can get it.
Right.
Because I'm sure there's not a lot of people using their lav mics now because the production shut down, and there's going to be a lot of surplus equipment now, I'm guessing, on the market.
Good point. Good point.
There should be a lot of stuff going on, fire sales.
Right.
But,
yeah,
if you're going to be on camera, get a lav mic. That way you don't have to have a big mic in front of your face.
Perfect.
And just have it there. It's out of your way. That's what I would
do. Okay.
And, you'd be good. And let's get the download a video in the App Store. And let's do a test run on Faco. Do you have a login on Faco? I think
I don't have. That's why I wanted an email from you. I don't.
Well, you just sign up. You just go to register. Do it. Anyone? But I have.
Okay.
I have to upgrade your credentials so you can stream.
Okay.
And that's the other thing on YouTube. I don't think you can stream unless you have 1,000 subscribers.
You have to have 1,000. That's right.
That would really, that could screw you up because if you got to 1,000 and they canceled the channel, then you'd have to start all over. That's another control mechanism they have.
Okay, I
think they smudge the numbers too as well.
Wait, 1 second, please. With FakoTube in the app, I can live stream.
Yeah, I'm pretty. Yes. That's my point. I want you to test it.
If you like this audio and want to support the site in a small or big way, please hit the PayPal donate button on the side of the Fakeologist.com webpage. You can show your support for as little as $1.19 a month by subscription or one-time donation. Thank you for your support.
In my dream, those damn commercials. I love them.
So my question was, so on my phone, if I am out and about, I could, that's beautiful. And I'm horrible with things. I'm not sure who was on, but I didn't mean to be rude. It's just we were right in the middle of it. Yeah,
okay.
Rolly. I didn't mean.
Rolly, he's a good guy.
I was stepping on that. I mean, he got off, he's probably pissed, but I didn't mean to be rude.
All right. You're in a bad cell again there, Todd. Your line has gone for a dump.
With you. Okay, well, listen, I'm
right
just
now.
Pulling home. I know. Okay.
Yeah, there I got you. I think when you got home, your phone's your home Wi-Fi. That mine does that, too.
Yeah,
and
it does.
For a dump. So now I think I'm We're on your home Wi-Fi.
Yeah, yeah, that's exactly what happens. But I need to scoot anyway, but let's follow up on this. I'll email you.
Okay, so download a video.
Yep.
Are you on Apple or Android?
Apple.
Okay, I've never tried that one. I'm sure it's exactly the same. It's called
yep.
A Video. A-I-D-E-O.
Yep.
I don't know if it'll be easy to find. Go download that, and then all you do, go to Seiko, get a login.
Yep.
All upgrade it. Then put in all that info to A Video and test it out.
You got
I
it.
I might try it myself, actually.
You
I might
got
do
it.
A live stream myself. I'm not sure. But I've never tried it.
All right. I'm going to try it today.
Try it today, and you could be the one that launches Seiko Tube.
Hey,
the,
man.
To the wide world.
would be my pleasure.
That's funny.
All
right.
Right
take
brother.
Care.
Okay. Thanks,
bye.
Man. Bye-bye.
That's all, folks.